Can you talk a little bit about kind of the reaction to this and why you do think it is setting a bad precedent?
Well, it's the first time an obligated party has been allowed to avoid an environmental obligation through bankruptcy. And our concern is that it would likely encourage others to manipulate the bankruptcy process to nullify other obligations. You know, this isn't just about the RFS, frankly. There are a host of environmental obligations the refiners have that could be at risk here. You know, other trading programs that could be gained. It's not just the RFS. It's potentially other fuel regulations like reformulated gasoline or benzene and air toxics, detergents and vapor pressure, diesel and sulfur content. All contain a similar liability regimen to ensure environmental goals are satisfied. And with what EPA has done, it puts all of those equally at risk.
And talk a little bit about why these measures are intact in the first place and why the RFS does matter in these RINs.
Well, the renewable identification numbers, it's simply a compliance mechanism. And refiners actually insisted upon such a compliance mechanism to build flexibility into the program so that if, you know, one refiner didn't want to make the investments in renewable fuels, other refiners who had over-complied would be able to offer those to their competitor. But there was, it was also seen as even within a company just to provide some flexibility. If you were going to be over-complying in Minnesota or Chicago, but not blending in Boston or Los Angeles, it just was intended to provide flexibility. Now, what has happened is that the RIN market appears to be being used by some companies for competitive reasons. Some companies are hoarding them. Other companies are only selling them at higher prices. But there's no transparency, and there are no way to keep speculators out of this market. I think the administrator's discussions over the past week or so of trying to reform the RIN process to build in some transparency and additional liquidity would make a great deal of sense. But, you know, what PES has done is avoid its obligation. It didn't make the investments that would have allowed it to meet its obligation through blending. It made a decision to meet its obligation by purchasing RINs. It has worked the RIN market to its advantage. All last fall, they were selling RINs, selling off the commodity that could have been used for them to demonstrate compliance. And one of the real frustrations with EPA settlement is it not only ignored the fact that PES sold its RINs for profit as opposed to using it for compliance, it has allowed PES to hold a certain amount of their existing RINs for future compliance rather than applying those to its current obligation. They're allowing PES to have their cake and sell the RINs too. It is a complete abrogation of the program of EPA's enforcement responsibility. And what it results in is, you know, just demand destruction. They are letting the largest East Coast refinery out of its RFS obligation, so reducing demand for this program that farmers have invested in.